Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Director Chris Hansen and KCII General Manager Joe Nichols about a holiday radio play being played on KCII this Saturday.
A new thing that you're directing is part of the holiday events in downtown Washington coming up just after Thanksgiving. Can you let us know what's going on?
We're
going
to be putting on a live radio play on November 26th at 6 p.m., which is something that's never been done in Washington before as far as from a live broadcast over the airwaves radio play here in Washington. So that's pretty exciting. We're creating a little bit of history in town here. We're going to do It's a Wonderful Life. It's a shortened version of the movie. So far, we've gotten a lot of really great feedback. There's a lot of excitement building for the show. The show will actually be in the windows of the library on the square, so people can actually watch the play as it's being performed. It's not going to be acted out like a normal play. It's a radio play, so there'll be just voice character acting. And then we'll also be doing live sound effects. And Joe, sitting to my left here, will actually be in charge of most of those while they're occurring during the play.
And can you tell us a little bit about how that all works?
Well, I would say that it's pretty interesting trying to find ways to create all the different sounds that you're going to need from making the high heel sounds. I've never worn high heels before, but, you know, there's a first for everything, right?
Right.
But, you know, snow crunching and windows breaking, and we found a way to, you know, utilize as many real ways they would have created it back in the days of when this would have happened, but some were using some of our today's technology. It's hard to find a car driving off sound effect from I'm not sure how you would have done that, but yeah, it's very busy. Once I really sat down and looked at the way it flowed, there's a lot of different sounds going on, so it's going to be a lot of fun.
And having those sounds, does that just give it a whole nother layer?
Sure, really does. I mean, it's one of the things that's kind of neat with the, I've never done a radio play before, and so, you know, the only way for us to convey emotion is through voice, right? And through the sound effects that are created, so it's been kind of really an interesting process of talking to the actors and encouraging them to convey emotion that people can't see. You know, on stage, people can see what it is you're doing, and they can use voice and sight to interpret what's really happening. But in this one, we don't have that. So we've got to create a scene in people's minds by using, you know, voice acting and then the sound effects that go along with it. So it's pretty challenging, I would say. But at the same time, it's a lot of fun.
And I know that this has been something that you've wanted to do for a while. Why have you wanted to do this?
I don't know. The idea was discussed with somebody a couple of years ago, and it didn't work out then, but it's always kind of been lingering in the back of my mind as something that I think would be really fun to do, and to do it in a way that people can watch it. When we were talking about it a few years ago, we had talked about maybe trying to do it on the bandstand stage. Well, this time of year, you know, it could be 25 degrees out, and for the actors, that would be a real challenge. The audience can bundle up, and they can sit and watch if they want to, but the actors, you know, can't be out there with their teeth chattering and, you know, that kind of thing. So I was looking for an opportunity to do it in a way that people could see it, but also enjoy the atmosphere of the season with the lighting of the lights on the square and the parade and everything that goes on with that. So just kind of made the decision this year that despite being very busy, this was going to be the year. And fortunately, we've had some sponsors that have stepped up to help put this all together. Number one, KCII, and thank you guys for doing that. We also have Main Street Washington. The public library has been very supportive, as well as the Washington Community Theater has been supportive in it as well. We also have a couple of paying sponsors, or three paying sponsors, Hy-Vee, Federation Bank, and also Hills Bank and Trust. So they have allowed us to pay for scripts and some of the different things that we need to kind of cover the costs of in doing the show. So thank you to everybody for doing that.
That's been today's Washington Page with Director Chris Hansen and KCII General Manager Joe Nichols speaking about It's a Wonderful Life, a radio play being played on KCII this Saturday. This is part one of a two-part interview. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.